Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris down on the beach again. This is not part of the Magnetic Will series. This is a little break away from that. And it's a podcast about magnetic boundaries. So what we're talking about here today, it's quite exciting. What I suggest you do is get a piece of paper and draw a box. And along each of the four boundaries of the box, imagine it's a cardboard box or a wooden box or some sort of box. I want you to make the following comments. On the first boundary is going to be your home life. And I want you to just say what you love about it, what you would love, and what you don't want to give up, what's beautiful about your home life. And make that like include how many days a week you spend at home, not traveling, what you love about your home life, where it is, where it's located, what things you love doing, and call that side number one. On the second side, I want you to draw what you love about your work, and that has to include things like your strengths, the way you approach things, whether you're analytical or creative, sort of like, whether you like to do sales or not sales, and whether you like to lead or be technical and all these things. Draw down that boundary, what you love about your work. There should be about 20 or 30 elements of your work that you love. Working from home, flexibility, working with mentors, believing in the product, the field of work you might like is change or global strategy or local government or whatever it is about the work you like. Along the next boundary, I want you to write things you like about yourself. Things that make you feel good about being you. Generous, kind, clever. And on the fourth boundary, and there will be about 20 or 30 things along the self boundary. On the fourth boundary, the financial. And in the financial, what I love you to do is to say, how much is enough? What do you think, what do you aspire to have in terms of your material assets and your material wealth? What point would you say, that's enough, I got enough, it's a nice car, a big house, a holiday house, a farm, a ranch, holidays in Bermuda, you know, what's enough? And talk about the things that you would have as a consequence of having enough. And I think what you do is when you've got this, we can call it life by design. Life by design means the box that you've created is created not out of constriction or out of fear or out of uncertainty or nervousness. What it's created out of building a life you love. Then when you've finished all that, look inside the box. Because in that box are your choices. When you make choices of any sort, you need to consider all four boundaries. Because remember this, if you cross one of your sides of your box, if you breach a side, you do something at work you don't like, or you get a new job and it means travel and you said you didn't want to, or you've got a new house and you're renovating it but you're not enjoying the comfort of it, or if it's too noisy or something. Whenever you breach a side of that box and you make a choice that breaches the side, if you say, oh, I'm going to buy a new car but it's going to be very expensive, much more than I would love, or I'm going to work really hard to earn more money than I really need, or whatever it is, when you breach one of the sides, you breach all four. Change one, change all is the awareness that you're getting here. And life by design means you draw the walls or the fence of your life, this garden, as we can call it, that's in that fence. The boundaries of the box, everybody knows. Your friends know, your family knows. You can share them. That's not a problem. Inside the box, what it feels like to be you, that's your private garden. And when you make choices, you have to be really careful You don't make them from outside the box. You make them from inside the box. The box is not limited. The box is unconstricted. It's done. It's built by love, not by, as I said earlier, not by accident. When you make a decision to change something on the boundary or do something within the box, you can do it with love. You can do it with absolute enjoyment. You can do it with complete safety. Coaching, the job of coaching is to help you move the walls of that box step by step out when you're ready. And if you change one, you change all walls. And so this is a really important ingredient of coaching, is to make sure that the coach, whoever it is, hopefully me, but whoever it is, respects the four boundaries, respects your life by design. Because it's too easy to give people advice on their relationship, or give people advice on their business, or give people advice on whatever it is, without taking into account the consequences of it on the change one, change all four walls of the box paradigm. This is Chris. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.